Our next guest is a Duluth area author, sustainability advocate, and egg farmer. She and her husband Jason run Locally Laid, a free-range chicken farm. Her book, yeah, by the same name. Her book won the Midwest Choice Award for Nonfiction in 2016. Here she is, Lucy Amundsen.
Well, thanks so much. You know, when you have a business called Locally Laid Egg Company, and then you write a book called Locally Laid, people will ask, is that shelved in erotica? But I assure them that there is nothing about opening a chicken farm that is a marital aid. But, you know, tonight's theme is about expectations, and boy, did we have different expectations for our farm. You know, we're a mid-sized farm, and it turns out it's really hard to get chickens for a farm our size. Probably a bunch of you have your own birds at home, and you had no problem getting 10 hens or 20 hens. And Big Ag has no problem getting 300,000 birds in a warehouse. But when you want, like, a couple thousand birds, it's really hard. And we ended up going through a guy. And if any of you are starting a business out there, I'm going to say, do not predicate a business based on a guy. Because he might not be a good guy, or a smart guy, or a guy who's good with chickens. But he brought us these birds, and we have these 1,800 birds, and they're out on our pasture. And instead of being these super mighty hunters like our backyard birds, flies are landing on them. Like it's an embarrassment for poultry, you know? And then the sun is setting, and I am waiting for all these birds to come home to roost. Because, you know, it's an adage. It's like a saying. It's just about, like, poultry law. They have to run in and jump up on their roost. And they're looking at us, and it's getting darker, and they're looking at us with that side place eye, you know, like they're waiting for instructions. And it hits me that these birds are completely out of sync with sunset, because until today, they had never seen the sun. Yeah. So we chase them, and an hour later, they're all in, and I look in their hoop coops, and none of them are roosting, meaning like they're not on their highly placed stick where they have to sleep at night. And Jason, my husband, being a sane, good man, turned to me and said, Lucy, you should go home and drink some wine. Maybe a box of wine. I go home, and he waits until it's really dark and the chickens are very asleep. You might not know this, but when chickens sleep, they sleep so hard. They're like malleable drunks, you know. If you've ever seen a chicken in a sweater on the internet, that bird was sleeping when when someone dressed her. And you know she woke up like, what happened? And so Jason waited until they were very asleep. He donned a headlamp and put each bird up one by one by one. And he did this for about 3 weeks. Until he rewired their little poultry brains, and one day they woke up and they're like, we're chickens! So, our expectations were not met. We thought our chickens would come to us knowing how to be chickens, but we're Duluthians, so we know how to be flexible.
All right, Lucy Amundsen.
Thank you.
Her book is Locally Laid. So was her farm.